Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. That was Withholding Nothing by William MacDonald.
withholding nothing for Jesus. We have to do the will in the way he leads and guides us. We thank the Lord today for the opportunity to be back on the broadcast another day that he allowed us and choosing us to come forth to bring the word of life to each and every one that he sends on this line, and to thank each and every one, Jesus Christ, for allowing and sending them to be on this broadcast. And he's bringing the word from heaven, the anointed, powerful word. With that, we say thank you, Jesus. We love you and we praise you. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founder and host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Lowry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Read that out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns. And the title of it is They Overcame. And you can find that in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And if you want to get up with them and give a testimony, that's the time. Because on Saturday morning, they're in the Carolinas and they're on at 8 a.m. But we in the West Coast. California, 5 a.m. Pacific time. And you're welcome to call in, and it's the same number, and you can join her in testimonies or just come on to be a support and a listener as the Lord leads you. An early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And it's a corporate prayer where we're normally on the line for 30 minutes, and we invite each and every one to come on and to pray as the Lord will lead you. Hallelujah. Normally we're on 30 minutes. Sometime we go over, but we know it's all in the hands of Jesus Christ, and we thank him for that opportunity. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. And it's for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministry54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook, and we're on Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you can listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archived messages. We are appreciative and are thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you. And with that, we're just so excited to introduce our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from New Orleans. The Lord told her to go, and she go. She went. So we are introducing her to you. Some may know and some may not, but Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way again from New Orleans. Evangelist Adrian.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Ruby. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are thankful that we have another opportunity to rejoice and be there glad within. Amen. Somebody didn't make it this morning. Amen. We're going to just open up with the word of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want everyone to remember, continue to pray for Prophet Michael Lewis's daughter, Stacy, Tracy Self, and also my sister lost her aunt Dawn. She lost her father, one of her father's sisters passed away on, I think it was Sunday night or early Monday morning. So continue to keep that family in your prayer. That is the Williams family. I have not heard anything from the young lady that was missing. Haven't gotten a report on her yet. Also pray for Sister Madeline Edwards. She lost her niece the other day. Amen. And another nephew, I think, was shot here in New Orleans. So we want to remember that family, the Lewis family, the Edwards family, the Williams family. And also, like I said again, we're going to be praying for the young lady that we had not got a report from yet. So, Lord God, under the name of Jesus, we come before you this afternoon, and we just want to thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to be in the land of the living, another opportunity, Lord God, to open up our hearts and open up our mouths and give you praise. Lord God, we realize that we can't do anything without you. It's because of you that we live, we move, and we have our being. Lord God, we're asking you to remember those that are bereaved on today, those that have lost loved ones, that have lost sisters and daughters and aunts and uncles and nieces and mothers and fathers, grandparents. Lord God, we're asking you to remember them. Also, God, we lifting up the Mason family, Bishop Willie Mason, who also went home to be with the Lord on yesterday evening. God, comfort those families, God. Strengthen them, Lord God. Put your loving arms around them, Lord God, and let them know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Continue to strengthen, amen, First Lady Mason, Lord God, and the brothers and the sisters of that family. Continue, Lord God, to strengthen Tracy Self, God, and even Prophet Michael Lewis, God. Remember him, God. Strengthen his body. He's been at the hospital round the clock, God. So strengthen him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And even the young lady, amen, that is missing, God. I haven't gotten a report on her, but we're praying that all is well, God, and she is safely, God, at back home, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking you to remember every caller, remember every listener, Lord God. Lift up, God. Remember the fivefold ministry, God, in their respective places, Lord God. Remember those that don't know you today, those that don't, that haven't given their lives to you, those that haven't been redeemed, Lord God. We're asking you to remember them in a special way, God, and even the event that we're getting ready to host. Lord God, it won't be long. In about 6 to 7 weeks, amen, we'll be in the midst of that citywide crusade. God, I'm asking you to bless every speaker, Lord God, every sacrifice that they have made to fly down, amen, and to come down and participate in this citywide crusade. God, I'm asking you to open up doors for them, God. Make ways for them, God. And even those that have prayed for us, God, and it's in their heart to be here and they're just not able to be here for whatever reason, Lord God, we want you to remember them also. And Lord God, as we continue in this city, God, let your will be done in our lives, God. Oh, God, continue, Lord God, to help us to spread this gospel, God. Help us, Lord God, to be an effective witness, God. Help us to show other people, Lord God, that what you've done for us, you will surely do it for them. Lord, for you are our shepherd, and we are the sheep of your flock, God, and we're looking to you, Lord God, for we know no other help. All of our help, Lord God, it comes from you. We're looking to you, Lord God, because you have been our strong power. Ah, God, you've been our bridge over troubled water, God. Oh, God, you've been our advocate. Oh, God, you've been a doctor. You've been an attorney, God. Oh, God, you have regulated our minds, God. Ah, even when we felt like we wanted to just give up, God, you always come in and give us a lift. For you are the lifter of our souls, God. And we thank you for lifting us up today. We thank you for your strength, God. We thank you for your power. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory for it, God. Oh, God, we ask you to go into prisons, God. Remember my sister Danielle, God. Oh, continue to work. Continue to work on our behalf, God. Let this be the year of release, God. The year of release, God. And don't forget about my son, God. Touch Jamal right now in the name of Jesus. Remember all of the men and the women that are in prison, God. Some have families and some don't have anybody, Lord God, to speak a kind word of to them, God, or about them, God. And you know who they are. You know their name, God. You know where they're at, God. We're asking you to have mercy upon them today. Grant them peace in their spirit, God. Remember those that are hospitalized, those that are in nursing homes, God. God, remember those that are homeless today, those that are sleeping under the bridge, sleeping on the concrete, those that don't have food, God. Even some that's walking around in their minds are feeble, God. Oh, God, you able to protect them. If you take care of the lilies of the field, God, surely they tall not. Surely they tall not, God, and you're able, God, to take care of us. Oh, we need you, God. We need you, God. We need your hands, to forever rest upon our lives, God. We need your direction, God. We need your instructions, God. Lead us and guide us into the path of righteousness, Lord God. Lead us and guide us into what you would have us to be, God. Oh, for we have a destiny, God. And the destiny is in Christ Jesus, God. Help us to pursue it, God. Help us to keep our eyes on the prize, God. You are the prize, God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, God. And for that, we give you glory. For that, we give you praise. For that, we say thank you. For that, God, we'll forever serve you. Oh, God, we'll forever serve you, God. We can't find nobody greater than you. Oh, God, because you've been kind. You've been a merciful Father. You never forget us, God. Oh, you remember when others forget, God. You are the great I am. You are the first and the last. You're the beginning and the end. You're Alpha and Omega. Oh, God, and we give you praise for it, God. We'll forever give you the glory. We'll forever give you the praise, God, because there's none like you, Lord God. There's none like you, Jesus. Oh, we love you today, God. We're asking you to bless every listener, God. Bless every caller, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that we're able to talk to, those that we're not able to talk to, God, you know who they are. Help us, Lord, to continue with this broadcast. Help us to continue to teach and preach your word. Ah, God, without dissimulation, God. Oh, God, we love you today, God. We love you, God. But you first loved us, God. We love you because there's none. There's none that can comfort. There's none can grant us peace, God. There's nobody that can heal our body, God. Oh, remember Prophetess Theodora Glover even today, God. Go, God, wherever she is right now, God. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to touch her, God. Oh, touch her body, God, in the name of Jesus. We asking you, Lord God, to heal her body, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We command the enemy to take his hands off her, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let her be restored. Full health, God. Full health, God. Full health, God. Where she'll be able to effectively do what you have called her to do. Not for her glory, God, but for your glory. Remember Sister Ruby, God. Continue to strengthen her, God. Oh, put a covering around her, God. In the name of Jesus, while she's there in the city of Stockton, God. Oh, God, and remember even the family, Lord God, of the young lady that died in that robbery last week in Stockton, God. Remember that family, God. Remember the children that she left behind, God. Messiah, those that have been victims of violence, God. We're praying for them today, God. We're praying for them today, God. Help us to be watchful, God. In the name of Jesus, remember every speaker for the rest of this week, Dr. Singleton. Remember Elder Caldwell. Remember Prophet Michael Davis, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless Prophetess Darlene, God. Continue to bless her, God. Remember Minister Democrat as he's traveling over the airways and different things in the byways, God. Remember him, God. Bring him safely back to his destination in the name of Jesus, God. Remember Sister Cammy today, God. Continue to strengthen her. Remember daughters, God. Sister T, God. Messiah. All of those that come on the line, God. We asking you to remember them, God. Even Sister Patrice, God. We haven't seen in a while. Remember her. Remember Prophetess Cheryl Harrison, God. Bishop Eddie Harrison, God. Remember that ministry, Prayer and Compassion Ministry. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Again, remember our speakers, Bishop Leo Lewis, Bishop R.C. Blakes, God. We lift them up to you today, Bishop Alfred Singleton Sr., God, Dr. Winston Singleton, God, Pastor Tajana Logan, God, Pastor Beatrice Martin, Minister Maurice Moncure, God, in the name of Jesus, Sister First Lady, Lady Antoinette Halton, God, remember her, God, hey, Apostle Anthony Hill, God, remember him, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you today, God. We give you glory today, God. You are a wonder, you're 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 a wonder, God. And as we go forward, God, we just want to hear from the people today. No special speaker today, God. Oh, but do what nobody can do but you, God. You have ordered our steps. You ordered our day today, God. Messiah. And we just want to walk in your way, God. We want to be obedient, God, to what you're calling us to do, God. We thank you for it right now, God. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, God. We give it to you today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you today, God. Touch my body, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, God. Oh, God, even my grandchildren, God. Remember Nino today, God. Help him to make the right decision, God. As he approach upon his last year of high school, God. Cover my grandson with your blood, God. Shield and protect him, Lord God. Remember Kevin, Darielle. Remember Glenisha and her husband, God. Remember my great-grands in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I lift them up before you today, God. Remember Rayel, God, in the name of Jesus. Go to Fresno, California, God, and strengthen our God. Touch our body, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch our body, God. Touch our God from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, God. Remember, God, give her energy. Give her strength, Lord God, as she continue in college and as she continue to work, God. I know the hours sometimes get a little tedious, God. Oh, but you're able to bring her through, God. You're able to bring her through, God. Bless the Lord, God, for her being a faithful tither, God, in the name of Jesus. Meet every need that she have, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah, let the redeemed, let the redeemed, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Anybody been redeemed today? Oh, we bless you today, God. We thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. I'm not going to speak today. I spoke on yesterday. For those of you that wasn't on the line, go back into the archives and you can hear the message. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Do we have any redeemed folks on the line today? Any redeemed of the Lord today? On yesterday, I'll just recap a few things there. And today is open forum. Amen. We want you to share your testimonies today. Amen. How the Lord have redeemed you. I know many of us was in the grips of the enemy. Amen, amen. And anybody that God has set free, anybody that God has transformed, anybody that God has redeemed, amen, you should be able to say so. That's what Psalm 107 and 2 say, let the redeemed of the Lord, let them say so. Amen. Many times we're not redeemed because we won't say so. Many times we want to be quiet. We want to be cute. Amen. We don't want to open up our mouths and give God some glory. We don't want nobody to know that we were a mess one day. We don't want nobody to know that God brought us out. We don't want nobody to know that he reached down in a horrible pit there. You may have not been in the pit that I was in, but your pit was horrible too. I don't care what kind of mold you had. I don't care what your background is. The Bible say all of our righteousness as filthy rags. And until you accept Jesus in your life, and until you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you will stay unredeemed. Amen. But he that the Son set free is free indeed. That's what my Bible tell me. He that the Son set free is free indeed. So we bless the Lord today. Amen. We're going to give you all an opportunity. And we don't have a lot of callers on the line today. Amen, amen. But those that are, you have an opportunity. Yesterday, I think Sister Ruby said it had about 11 or 12 callers. Amen. So we thank God for those that heard the word on yesterday. The Lord put this thought in my heart. Amen. And it's been ringing in my heart for several days. Amen. And as I begin to just converse a little bit with one of my mentors, amen, and Dr. Singleton, as I call his name, I'm not ashamed to call his name or whatever because I know what God has done. Amen. So ain't nothing I can do but just say what does say the Lord. Well, our topic this week, amen, is let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And in Psalms 107 and 2, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. So if God has redeemed you from the hand of the enemy, you can say so today. And we just wanted to give you what we gathered. We wanted something different, something a little more explicit, something a little more sound than what Webster and dictionary.com and some of these other dictionaries give us about redeemed. Amen. And if you've been redeemed, amen, you should have your own definition of what that meant in your life, what it meant to you when you were redeemed. Or have you been redeemed? If so, can you say so? Amen. So we came up with this definition of redeemed. We said it is a state or quality of an elect group that has experienced an effective spiritual and mental transformation. okay? The state, we're talking about your mind, or quality, what kind of life are you living, of an elect group. When you see that word elect group, that means that is a special group. That means that this group has been set aside for purpose, for destiny, for another level, another dimension. It's just not the norm, but it's an elect group. When you see the word elect lady, they're talking about somebody special. We're talking about some special people. That's what this definition is defining, an elect group. And God dropped that in my spirit as I ministered yesterday, that has experienced. If you haven't experienced anything, if you haven't gone through anything, then how can you attest to being redeemed? This definition said that has experienced an effective spiritual and mental transformation. What are you saying? What are you saying? That your spirit man had to be changed. Your natural man had to be changed. Transformation. It is, the word transform means to change in character or condition. And that's what this topic is talking about, to change in our character and the condition. Our character is we're no longer the same. When we go down in that watery grave and we walk, we arrive in a new life, then we're taking on a different character and a different mindset. Our condition change. What are you saying? We're no longer living in the same climate. Ah, God pulling us out of that horrible pit. He's pulling us out of those things and those bad habits that we had, and we couldn't get rid of them until the Holy Ghost came upon us. Until we were able to be changed. Higher no Messiah. And then we went on and then we defined, you know, to after your transformation, change means that, guess what? You take on a new mindset. You have a new attitude now. God takes out that stony heart. In other words, he does a surgery on our heart. God does a surgery on our heart. And when God began to perform surgery on our heart, he takes out that heart that was full of stones. He takes out that stony heart, and then he gives us a heart of flesh. What are you saying, Sister Benoit? Well, before we have our minds renewed, before we are transformed, amen, God, start dealing with our hearts. See, transformation doesn't come just when you profess Jesus. Our God start transforming us and dealing with our hearts before we make that formal confession, before we walk among people that we don't even know and cry out and say, Lord, I want to change. I want a new life. I want to be restored. I want to be redeemed. I want to give my life to the Lord. It just doesn't happen that moment. God started dealing with you way before then. I shared a little of my testimony on yesterday, and I'm not going back there today because I'm going to open up the lines and let you all share. But we just wanted to recap a little bit to give you our definition of redeemed. And as I said on yesterday, many times I talk with Minister Democrat, and he says, and the redeemed of the Lord say so. And so when he say and, that's a conjunction. He's assuming that I've been redeemed. And he wants the ones that have been redeemed to say so. But this particular topic is saying, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So when I let you, I am allowing you. I'm allowing you to say so. If you have not, if you haven't came to terms with that word redeemed, if you're not a part of that elect group that has experienced effective spiritual and mental transformation, then guess what? We're going to continue to pray for you. We're going to continue to seek God on your behalf, because there's no way in the world that you can serve God effectively and we don't, when we're, there's never no redemption. Ah, we know that Jesus died. We know he, because of the blood of Jesus, we have a chance now. We were redeemed because of his blood. He came in the world to redeem us. But many of us are saying so. But again, as we said on yesterday, our lives earn a reflection. Oh, and that's the name of this broadcast, a time of reflection. Our lives are not a reflection of that redemption. When you have been redeemed, guess what? You don't mind going to your brother and your sister and asking them for forgiveness. You don't mind repenting. You don't mind being set aside. You don't mind being alone sometimes because you're seeking God for instructions. You're seeking God for direction. Ah, glory to God. That's when you've been redeemed. You learn how to walk alone sometimes. Oh, yes, we all need one another. Ah, that's what God designed the world on, people. He designed the world on families. So everybody needs to be connected to somebody. But we want to make sure that we're connected to people that are in this elect group. We want to know that we have the a like mind. We can't run with the cutthroats. The Bible told us to come out from among them and be ye separate. We have to separate ourselves. We have to make a difference. That's not saying you think you're so better than the next one. No. But what I'm going to keep on running with the devil for? What am I going to keep on participating in the things that's not of God? I'll never be redeemed. When you look, you'll find yourself walking in that same neighborhood that you were in when God told you to come out, when God reached his hand down in that horrible pit and pulled you out. If we don't watch ourselves, guess what? Things will come back upon us. The Bible said, after your house have been swept, and I'm just paraphrasing, swept and garnished, keep it clean. Don't allow those spirits to come back and suck on you. They'll suck all the life out of you. Spirits are transferable. So you can't run with everybody. You can't go everywhere. And I said that. No, you can't. Some things God requires of this elect group that he ain't requiring of others. Because guess what? Everybody don't qualify to be a part of this elect group. Yes, the invitation is open to all, but who's going to be obedient? Who's going to obey? Who's going to say, I denounce such and such? Who's going to say, I'm not walking in this manner any longer? Who's going to lay aside those weights that so easily beset us? Who is ready to run this race? Who is ready to endure hardness as a good soldier? Who is ready to say that they have been redeemed? Well, it's very few. It's very few. But I believe if you have declared the name of Jesus, then guess what? You shouldn't have to open up your mouth. Your very presence should invoke power. Ah, glory to God. Be like the apostles. Ah, their shadow. People were healed by their shadow. But you won't be, the folks won't be healed by your shadow if you're not walking circumspectly. Hallelujah. If you're not in this elect group that have separated yourself. Now, let me just say this, and we're opening up the line, Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. Sometimes people get that twisted. Oh, well, how you going to save somebody if you don't connect with them, you don't fellowship with them? You can fellowship. Fellowship is good. The Bible says, oh, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. That's fellowship. Hallelujah. But if you know somebody is not living holy, if you know that they're backbiters, that they're gossipers, that they're cutthroats, hallelujah, that they're homemongers, that they're liars, that they're thieves, that they're murderers, separate yourself from them folks. Because if you don't, you're playing with your own soul. Oh, yeah. The enemy is going to and fro seeking whom he may devour. Uh-huh. He's recruiting. Just as the Lord has told us to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, he said, come to me. Drink of this water, this everlasting fountain. That's why you have to surround yourself with like-minded people. Because spirits are transferable. Oh, yes, they are. And everybody that's a shantamushanta speaking in tongues ain't living holy. Everybody that's speaking in tongues haven't been redeemed. Everybody that's speaking in tongues, they're not a part of this elect group. You know, no more shaya. And a state or quality of an elect group that has experienced an effective spiritual and mental transformation. That means you have balance in your natural life and your spiritual life. Because the Bible says first spiritual and then natural. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Any redeemed folks on the line today? If so, we invite you to share with us today how God has redeemed you and how you have been walking effectively. You have experienced and you are redeemed. You have been redeemed effectively, spiritual and mentally. That's what we define that as. So Sister Ruby, if you'd like to be the partaker or anyone else want to be the first partaker, the lines are open to you today. Hallelujah. I didn't have a word I spoke on yesterday, but I just spoke a little something just to open up today. God bless you. Ah, glory to God.
With the word, I'm going to let them go. Then I'll go behind them. Prophetess Darling.
Amen.
Prophetess
Thank
Darling.
You, Jesus. Ah, glory to God.
Praise Prophet. The Lord. Good afternoon. God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed say so. Hallelujah. I truly give honor to the Most High God. Give honor to Evangelist A. Bernard. Give honor to Sister Ruby and each and every person in designated places. I'm just so excited. Hallelujah. I truly thank God. And as you were talking, I tell you, Evangelist Bernard, I got so much out of it. It was just so encouraging to me. But I was beginning to think, what should I say? I'm going to say this, that I thank God, because truly I used to drink. And now I'm drinking new wine, the best wine. Hallelujah. And
now
I'm getting high off of Jesus. And I ain't got to worry about a hangover. I ain't got to worry about being sick. I ain't got to worry about who is this the next day. I ain't got to worry about people talking about me. I ain't got to worry about showing out, but I show out in the spirit. Hallelujah. And also, I used to dance in the world, but now I dance and switch partners to the best partner. Hallelujah. I'm doing my Holy Ghost thing. And I thank God because all those years, and I'm not that old, but all those years I haven't had a desire to even have a drink. I don't want a drink. And, you know, people say, well, you can have champagne at your wedding.
Yeah.
You can do this. And you can have wine, you know, the dinner wine and all that. I said, well, I'll take some apple cider and call it a day because I got the best wine, and that's Jesus. Hallelujah. And I get high.
Come on now.
I don't have no desire to drink, get high, because he's... Sometimes you can be fooled by the enemy if you let them fool you. And what I mean by that, you know, people say, well, ain't nothing wrong with a little dinner wine, you know.
Come
and
on.
That's what people say. Then after you take that dinner wine, then you may have another, you have wine up drinking. Before you know it, the devil done came all the way in. First, he done
you
had
better say it.
He have his foot in, but then you be done open the door, and this be done happen, and that be done happen, and spirits begin spirits and more spirits. So I don't even give him no room to come in. When I see him or hear him or feel him, I close the door because he's not welcome in my house. He's not welcome in my life because God has redeemed me, because God has healed me and delivered me and set me free. It was a time that I was one of those saints, and I'm not talking about nobody because I'm talking about what happened to me. I was one of those saints, and I said I was redeemed, that I was saved, and I was sanctified, and I was a leader. Hallelujah. It was many, 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 many years ago. But it happened, and it was for a testimony, and I wouldn't let my man go. And I tell that testimony all the time. But I didn't realize the only man I needed was the main man, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And God told me to let him go, and I wouldn't let him go. I got sick, and I still wouldn't let him go. And God was telling me to let him go. Sometimes we got to let things go, let people go, let surroundings go.
Come
when
on
God
now.
Say, let it go, let it go. We can't say we redeem and don't let it go. We can't say we live for God, for you I live and for you I die, and still haven't died in the flesh. So God is saying,
come on
us,
now.
Let it go, let it go. And so I had to, I'm talking from personal experience, personal testimony. I didn't want to let it go. But then other doors began open. See, when you want to get rid of the devil, resist the devil and he shall flee. And
he shall flee.
And so I wasn't resisting him. I said, hallelujah, and I was speaking in unknown tongues, and I was praising God, and I was a leader, and I was living for him.
I didn't know that.
Holy as God is holy. And God is saying it's no sacrifice. It's no halfway point. It's no half in and half out. Either you're saved or you're not. Either you're holy or you're not. Either you're redeemed or you're not. It ain't no half
happen.
In this day, you got to be holy. It may cost you something. You know, be holy as God is holy. You might have to lose some friends. You might have to change locations. But you got to live right for God. If you want to be redeemed, you can't be preaching one thing, teaching one thing, and living another thing. So I thank God today. Many, many, many years, I had no desire for a drink. I had no desire for this, that, and the other. My soul is rejoicing right now because I am redeemed. I am living holy. Nobody else don't go. Nobody else don't say. I will do. Hallelujah. For God I live. For God I'll die. Hallelujah. And they're not just words, but they're living words to me because I have been redeemed. Hallelujah. And I have been set free. Hallelujah. So I'm dancing with the best partner on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm dancing with the best partner, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. And so I thank God because I get drunk in the spirit. Hallelujah. Every morning, every afternoon, and every evening, and every night. Hallelujah. Sometimes I'm just so drunk, I don't know what to do with myself. In the spirit. I don't have the spirit wine. Hallelujah. God's wine. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost get us home. We need a refilling of the Holy Ghost sometime. Hallelujah. So get your refilling. Get your drink. In the spirit. Spiritual realm. Hallelujah. And you'll find out you won't need this, that, and the other. Hallelujah. If you get Jesus, all you need is Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm talking from experience. Been there, done that, and ain't going to do it again. I'm going to try Jesus, and I done tried him, and going to stick with Jesus because I have been redeemed. Hallelujah. So, y'all, God bless y'all all. Get right with God. Hallelujah. He's soon to come back. Holiness is right. God bless you all. Thank God for y'all. God bless.
God bless. Ooh, that was a powerful test. That was a powerful word, Prophetess Darlene Davis. We thank you for the testimony. And let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Evangelist Bernard, did you have anything you want to say? Okay, then we're going to, we see Michael, Prophet Michael, and we'll be there in a minute, Prophet. We're going to Sister T.
All right, Sister Ruby, let me say this before you go to Sister T. When I open up, I had already conversed with Sister Ruby, and I spoke on yesterday, so you all need to go back and get that word, hear that word from yesterday. And just opening up today, see, I didn't even know that about Prophetess Darlene. I just said that. When we open up, I said, you know, we the devil speak in tongues too, but have they been redeemed? And also just with Minister Democrats, you know, that's how he greets you, and the redeemed of the Lord say so. So, you know, people are saying and living as though they've been redeemed, but we haven't gotten redeemed. You just heard Sister Prophetess Darlene say she wouldn't let go of me. She was still dibbling and dabbling, but she was still speaking in tongues and still, you know, like, hey, all is well. Oh, but when you have an encounter, glory to God, when you have a genuine, real encounter, go back and we're going to give that definition again because some have came on a little later and may have not been on yesterday. But we say, let me say this, Sister Ruby, and then open the line for Sister T. What we're saying about this redeemed, we said we define redeemed as a state of quality. And as I said earlier, Dr. Singleton and I came up with this definition. We wanted something a little more expressive than what Webster and Dictionary.com was giving us. And Dr. Singleton will be on ministering for us on tomorrow. Amen. So we came up with this definition, and as I keep looking at it, the Lord is still talking. He's still talking, but it says a state. This was our definition, not dictionary. You won't find this in the dictionary. A state or quality of an elect group that has experienced an effect. This spiritual and mental transformation. And as I keep looking at that definition, amen, I have to search myself. And that's what we have to do. We have to search ourselves. We got to come up a little higher. So we're just sharing today. We're sharing with those that are saying they have been redeemed. Now, don't say it, and then you get off this line and you go cuss somebody out. Or you go pick up a weapon and try to murder somebody, then you haven't been redeemed. Amen. I know things happen in our lives, but we have to take control over this flesh. We have to take control over our mouth and the things that we speak. Amen. So, yeah, hey, this is our definition. Amen. So if you haven't experienced anything, Prophet Darlene, she didn't experience. So she have experienced some things. So, hey, we only want those that have been redeemed, and we all are going through something. Just because you're going through something don't mean you have been redeemed, haven't been redeemed. But being redeemed is a lifestyle. It's an attitude. So check your attitude. Check your lifestyle. Check how you're living. Check how you're flowing. Amen. So back to you, Sister Ruby. We just sharing today. No speaker today. No special speaker today. Just you all. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've been on the line, but I'm missing kind of what was going on today. Are we getting testimonies or are we?
Yes, ma'am. If you've been redeemed.
Glory. Hallelujah.
The redeemed of the Lord. Go
Jesus.
Right ahead.
Okay, now I get it. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for everything that he's doing for me in my life. I'm first giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, to Evangelist Bernard, to Mother Ruby, to Prophetess Darlene out here, Prophetess Mike, all the people that's on the line in their respective places. I know I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Hey.
I know that I am not the same person I was 6 months ago, last year. I know it's because of God's grace, and I know it's because of God's mercy. I know that I am no longer a person that drinks alcohol. I know that I'm no longer a person that smokes cigarettes. I know that I'm no longer a person that fornicates. I know that I'm no longer, hallelujah, Jesus. I'm no longer none of things. I know God has taught me how to forgive, hallelujah. He's taught me how to forgive, and he's also taught me how to forget some things, hallelujah. Instead, I was sorry even when I didn't do nothing. I said, thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing for me. Hallelujah. I know that he is teaching me how to be humble, even in the midst of people coming that flesh, y'all, that rise up and want to say something crazy. The Lord has even put a muzzle on my mouth. Thank you, Jesus, for all that he's done and everything that the devil meant for bad. God meant it for my good. I thank the Lord for every ache, every pain, every everything that happened, everything that he moved from my life, I thank him for it all, because he's getting the glory now. His glory is being revealed everywhere we go. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for using us. He's using me. And the last night was awesome when we were at St. Joseph Hospital. And we were there praying for our brother's daughter. And I tell you, the power of God, he was saying, came through that place. Hallelujah. And I'm so grateful for what God is doing. How he is using me in this hour. And it is not about me. I'm the Messiah. It's about Jesus. And I just glorify him. I thank him even spiritually. Miracle money coming through the mail, all kind of things is happening. I just praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I praise God, and I'm making sure I pay my tithes and give. A lady who don't have a job, who been living off of $14 a month for 4 years, but the Lord is faithful. Hallelujah. I thank him for the glory that's taking place to someone else's mind. Instead of being part of, it's all about Jesus' ministry. Through my pastor's teachings and all the seeds that the Lord has taken, God is so know, as I'm sitting in the parking lot of the Bank of America, all I can say is to God be the Father for all that he has done, and I'm afraid of it. And no one in this world against me shall prosper. Hallelujah.
Prophet Michael.
Hallelujah.
I think I got it right. Lewis.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise him.
I'm here. I'm outside. It's kind of noisy. I'm making some runs and errands. You know, God bless me where I can leave the hospital for a few minutes to go do some necessary things. But piggybacking on what Sister Tier was saying, you know, on last night, Pastor B, Sister T, and Sister Leslie came to the hospital to pray with me for my daughter. And in the process, I was trying to get Pastor B there a lot sooner, but, you know, everything worked according to God's timing. And they were able to meet my daughter's oldest sister, who I had already set the groundwork for earlier during the day, letting her know the reason why her sister was in the position and condition she's in now. It was not about her, but it's God wanting the attention of the rest of the family. And after we went in, and then Leslie began to sing this song called Break Every Chain, that my daughter, our eyes opened up, and everybody in the room saw that. They saw
all
that.
Right.
And I mean, it was so miraculous. She even cracked a little smile. So I'm looking at everything that God's doing. Now, they don't know this happened this morning, but one of the nurses downloaded that song. And not only did she download it, but I noticed there was a difference in her disposition and how she received me. Now, this was one of the nurses that was always giving me a bad report or saying something always very negative. But this morning, when I went in there, the atmosphere was different. She had a smile on her face. She was welcoming in, and she couldn't wait to tell me, yeah, that song that y'all was singing yesterday, all them songs, they was good, but I downloaded that one called Break Every Chain. You know, God puts us on assignment for a reason. You know, it's up to us to pay attention to what God wants us to do, where he wants us to go. So I thank and praise God that Pastor B. them came out and did what God told them to do, because he wasn't through yet. She was able to get Nikki, that's the oldest daughter, and lead her to Christ. Brought her to tears, and that girl confessed Jesus Christ. Then she went back there and had a conversation with her sister, telling her sister, it's going to be all right. You are going to get up and walk. So it is good to know that I got somebody else in the family making that connection. You know, I'm not no way sorry. I'm not upset. Man, God is a good God. He's better to me than I ever have been to my own self. You know, tonight I teach Bible study at the shelter, but I just left there because a problem happened. Somebody reported us in the Bible studies, and for this reason, women are not allowed to come to the services no more. And the men are not able to go to a bed to talk to any of the brothers. And I talk to the woman that was running the thing. And then because I was talking to her, it became a problem. The problem was that whoever done this, they yet eat the food we bring. Whoever done this, they sit in the services. But in spite of all this, they...
Okay, Evangelist.
He
dropped off, so I'm going to go on to Sister Albertine was on. She dropped off a minute. So he's back on. Okay, let me hit him back up. I'll go to somebody else. Okay, Prophet Mike, you're back on.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
You're back on.
Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah, you know, the enemy is mad. He's upset. He don't want this message to get out. But anyway, the persons who done this thought they were going to shut us down. So I went in there and had a personal meeting with the lady that is now in charge and assured her that my position, you know, I'm going to comply with every rule and all these new regulations that y'all done set up But I don't have a problem because I'm still going to that fishing hole and do what God told me to do, which was to become a fisher of men. So I went out early and began to sow seeds and let the men know, hey, last Tuesday I didn't make it because of what happened to my daughter, but we on and cracking for tonight. So I planted that word to let them know, spread the word. We back on. So they understood they missed me, and they said, Mike, we praying for you. Now, these are men that been downtrodden, pushed aside, rejected, and nobody loves and respect. But they was looking, where was Mike? And when they heard the news, they became saddened. So I went down there to show my face to let them know everything is all right. It's all in God's, God's control. So he say, let the redeemed of the Lord say what?
Let the redeemed of the Lord say
praise
so.
The Lord.
That's a good report. That's a good report. That
yes,
is that you're able to say so. That's wonderful, Mike. Well, keep on. As long as you're teaching and preaching down there in that shelter, you're going to come up against all kinds of opposition. But you got to know that God gave you that assignment, and the enemy is angry. That's it. They don't want you in there no how. But guess what?
Yes,
once
ma'am.
They open up that door, hey, God, and God get in there, and then he get in the hearts of them men, ain't no stopping. So you stay faithful. I know you're faithful. So whatever you involve yourselves with, you always been a faithful person. So be encouraged. God is moving. Hey, you don't know about Saya. He's moving. Glory to God. And we're going to continue to keep on praying and lifting your daughter up in prayer because God is doing this thing. He's going to draw some of her family in. So it's just not for it's not for her, but it's going to impact the whole family. I see it. Hey, you know, Messiah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That's beautiful.
Yes.
Well, God bless you, Mike. We thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Ah, hallelujah.
We're going to let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Minister
of Christ. And the redeemer.
Amen, amen, amen. And the redeemer of the Lord said so. Thank you. Amen, amen, amen. I enjoy, amen, this message. Amen, amen. It reminds me of when I was young, we talking about redeem and redemption.
Yeah.
I remember my mother she was serious about her 7-Eleven stamps. I don't know if y'all remember that. And she used to collect these 7-Eleven stamps and take them to the gas station and get plates and Tupperware and things. And if you were to lose her stamps, I mean, I would be just throwing them out. You know, when you get gas, they would give you these stamps. And if you collect enough of them, you can redeem them. And you bring them back, and it would give you a gift or something and whatnot. So she used to collect those. And every time we would get gas, they gave us something. And then when she brought it back, she would redeem it. And I just kept that in mind and whatnot, you know. And then I'm hearing about the topic today about redemption. I said, Lord, so in other words, God, you gave us something and whatnot, like that talent, like the man with the talents, but you coming back and whatnot. Amen to God. And so, you know, we got to do something with what you gave us. Like when we would leave the gas station, we would put gas in the car, and they would give us a stamp. They said, now you redeem this next time you come back. So I'm just thinking, God, like, if we do what he said, what he gave us, because at the gas station they gave us something, and then, they we was able to bring it back. So God would be able to bless us with what he gave us. So every time you pray for somebody, every time you do a good deed for the Lord and whatnot, you cannot beat God given, because that is like a redemption. You redeeming those stamps and whatnot. You said, Lord, amen to God, how can I do this? And he said, well, you remember when you did this? Amen. I saw it when nobody else saw it. And then you got redeemed, and all of a sudden you get blessings that you forgot all about. And you be like, I forgot all about I planted that seed because it took so long to come up. Everybody else was coming up, you know. And I forgot. I planted that weeks ago or years ago or months ago, and then the harvest just started coming up. Amen, amen, amen. I gave him my old filthy garments, and he gave me, thank you, Lord, a robe clothed in white. Amen. I'm feasting on manna. Amen. From heaven. Amen. And that is why I'm happy tonight in 2014. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Redeemed.
All right. All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Temple. Good to see you on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He always, you know, every time I talk with Minister Democrat, he greet me with that. He don't say, praise the Lord, Sister Bernard. He say, and the redeemed of the Lord say so. I thought about him when God gave me that topic. And, you know, that topic had been in my spirit for about 3 or 4 days before the week started. I kept hearing that, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I got it. I thought about it. I'm a Democrat. And that's how he greets you, and the redeemed of the Lord say so. And I just say, I will bless the Lord at all times, or something of that nature. But God knows what he's doing. He knows how this message is going to impact others. So we thank God for it. Amen, amen, Sister Ruby. Hey, glory, yes. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Lady Mars.
Say so. Say so.
Lady Mars.
Bless you.
Lady,
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm not in a spot where I can really talk, so I'm just enjoying the testimony.
Right.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen.
I'll go to Sister.
Amen. Good to be on the line.
We're last before
prophet
time. You know what I'm saying?
That's Sister Dawn's line, so I closed it out. The noise was coming from there. Okay, I think I got everybody. Michael Lewis dropped. Okay, I got everybody that's on the line now. Evangelist.
Okay, Sister Ruby, you didn't get everybody. You still here.
You know, I was just thinking of Minister Democrat always say that, let the redeem of the
and
Lord.
And the redeem.
I said to myself, you know, it's really something how you hear it, but then you don't really analyze it until the Lord sent a word like the subject. The focus thought this week was let the redeem of the Lord say so. And am I redeemed? So I said, Lord, that's awesome. I hear Minister Democrat say it all the time, and it comes in. But it's not like examining myself. But I liked it, the one where you went, you got it out of there, and I'm going to read two scriptures and then go there. Oh, give Psalms 107, verse 1 and 2. I liked one. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endure forever. And he say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hands of the enemy. When I read, I say, Lord, you know, I go back. I'm going back a minute here, because the Lord reigned. I was saying the other day, the Lord reigned on the just as well as the unjust. And why am I saying that? I'm saying that because I lived in Philadelphia. I was born and raised and lived there, and we were very poor. Back then, you know, people didn't have much, not everybody. You know, just a community of people just about had a little bit or nothing and lived sort of cooped up in the house, you know, like it was five people, but it was only three rooms, so we knew how to adjust. So I'm saying to myself, well, Lord, I ain't going to live like this. You know, I'm thinking streetwise. You know, I ain't saved. I'm thinking streetwise and on and on and on. So I said, well, I got to get up here and go see, can I get me a husband or somebody going to take care of me? So I went on, and I did, and I think he was like 10 years older than me, so we got married, and we were in a lot of different activities. We were doing things that wasn't appropriate, and I'm saying, because I've been a street person, so I was dealing and moving and shaking and all, like, that's what you do in the world. Had no idea about Jesus. I said, if anything goes wrong, whatever I do, I'm only doing it to me. That was my mindset. That's how people feel when they don't know Jesus or haven't experienced church life. I never experienced it growing up. But I said, okay. So all of a sudden, we done accumulate three houses and business and cars and all like that. And I'm saying, all of a sudden, something came in my spirit. And I'm saying, the Lord showed me California. And I say, California. I don't know nobody out in California, nothing like that. But anyway, it went on. And all of a sudden, the Lord say, well, not the Lord, because I didn't know anything about the Lord talking to you or whatever that case may be, but it was an instinct in me. And the Lord say, I want you to get up and leave. Now, I ain't know nobody that know California, but I had hooked up with money. So I said, okay, Lord, I got this money, so I'm going to pull off some money for me because we're going to go up and leave out of here. And it was the hardest thing, but I felt like the Lord was leading me, but I didn't know it was the Lord at that time. That's why I say I rain on the just as well as the unjust. So finally I was nervous. I said, Lord, I hope my husband don't come back while I'm trying to maneuver and get this stuff up out of here, me and my daughter. And finally I got out and I drove the car all the way to West Philly because I lived in North Philly. And it was like undercover. So a friend of mine said she had a brother that lived in Los Angeles. So we get a plane ticket, me and my daughter, to Los Angeles. And I got down to Los Angeles and wasn't nobody there. And I'm saying, Lord, what am I going to do? But thank the Lord he put in me to peel that money back and make sure I had enough to continue on living. And I'm saying to myself, Lord, what am I didn't say Lord, I'm saying to myself, what am I going to do now? So me and my daughter sit there, and she say, well, where are we going? How are you doing that? I say, well, we just going to call my sister. So I called my sister, and she had a friend that lived in Palo Alto. So she told me we could come. And this is all the Lord. That's why I say rain on the just as well as the unjust when he want to save you. My sister called her, and she came and told, my sister called me back and said we could go to our house, the Lord's, and she would let us stay there. Now, she had one bedroom, so she let my daughter stay in the bedroom with her, and I was on the couch. And I'm saying, so she was moving to an apartment down the street, so she went to the landlord and asked, could I get the apartment? And they gave it to me. Now, I ain't got a dime. You know, I ain't got no money to keep going in. Couldn't find no job and didn't have a car. Now, I done left everything. I didn't have a car, didn't do nothing, walked. And I met the lady. You know, I seem like I've always been outgoing. So I met a lady, and she lived around the corner. She told me where the junior high school was, and she called her friend, and I got a job. But to make a long story short, it's a long story here. But anyway, about
making sure
my husband got killed. So I'm saying, Lord, not Lord, but you know, in my mind, I'm saying thank you because he got me out of that situation. Because if I was there, we probably all would have been deceased, you know. So head on both feet, Lord, hallelujah, he's awesome. I'd always talk about. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. And I was unjust then, but he had saved my soul and took me there, take me to California. So I got the job. My daughter graduated from high school. I got the bus driving job. He opened up all these doors. And all of a sudden, I'm living with men and doing all, you know, do what the world do. And he took me so far down. I said, Lord, I had enough. And I said, Lord, if you save me, I will truly serve you. And I'm thinking I'm going to one of these churches that only go on Sunday and that's the end of it, and I don't have to come back to the next Sunday and don't do nothing. But the Lord sent me to the wig shop. I think I done told us with this all included. He sent me to the wig shop. Normally you'd be looking for hair. I was looking for Jesus in the wig shop. So finally I got pastor's house, and she had service. She was having service in our house, and I was still smoking cigarettes and on and on and on because I didn't know about how you act around saints because I was, you know, I'm a sinner here, saved by grace. So finally she said, well, you need to go to the church where she had left. And I said, oh, okay. So something kept moving me to go to the church. And I went to, do you know, the Lord rain on the just as well as the unjust. But do you know the Lord?
Yeah.
The church where they baptized night and day. They called the altar, and they taught, and they preached, and they taught, and taught, and teach. And all of a sudden, the Lord say, I felt something, but I didn't know it was the Lord. And then I said, well, oh, I'm going to give my life to you because I promised it. So I went on, and Wednesday night after Bible study, I said, I want to be baptized. So they tell you what all to do, and they take you down in Jesus' name in that watery grave, and I mean they put you deep. So after that, I said, the Lord came in that same night, and he purged me. I've never experienced, you know, I must have had a lot of demons and devils in me. He purged me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I had to be in the bathroom like 4 hours. It's like having a birth, somebody come out of you. And finally it came out, and I said, Lord, I thank you. And then from there, I start learning what it is to serve the Lord, and the Lord call you. When he calls you, it don't necessarily mean that he gonna save you 10 hours or 15 hours. He took the drugs, he took the smoking, he took the alcohol. And you know what? I was driving the bus, and the Lord put the Bible in my hand to read. And I said, you know, and this is like, I came out in California in 70, I think, 3. The Lord let me live the way I wanted to, I think, 1990. Now, you know, that's a long time to be in sin. And he said, you got to come in. And I said, Lord, I thank you. So when I look around, I say the redeemed. I am the redeemed. And I say, the Lord say so. And I'm a witness, and everywhere I go, I tell about Jesus Christ and his righteousness, and I tell him you may be your judge, the Lord reign on the just, but he also reign on the unjust. All you have to do is cry out and say repent, and he will send somebody to get you. So I'm always mindful of how the Lord saved me and let me be out there for like 12, 13 years without pulling that string and calling me in. So I just thank him. I am the redeemed. I say, Lord, I thank you. I ain't know nothing about no holiness and folks running up and down and shouting and spitting and all of that stuff. You go in there, you want to be, how would you call it, proper, and you sit in there eloquent and all like that. I say, the Lord stripped me. He took me down. So I said, Lord, I thank you. So the Lord can save you. The Lord, long as you can be in sin and shame, and if the Lord got you on the map, he reign on the just as well as the unjust, and it's the greatest thing to surrender. Say, I love that song, I surrender all to you, my precious Savior. I surrender all, and I went through, just like everybody else, but my story was that I was, the man died, got killed, and then I married again. And I was, I married, it didn't work, and he died. And I went to church. I didn't know no better because I was learning. And they had testimony service, and I got him saying, thank the Lord he's dead. I mean, that's how much I wanted to be relieved of that. But they didn't say anything. They just looked at me, and they knew that I was not fully into the knowledge of what the 66 books of the Bible say. So they just prayed for me that eventually as I go forth, I'll learn and the Lord will strip my heart and put a heart of compassion and love there. So I just thank the Lord for saving me and sitting me in a church where they preach and taught and baptized. You could call them 1 o'clock in the morning, and they're going to get up and run that water and tell you what thus say the Lord said, and they're going to take you down in Jesus' name. So I just thank the Lord. Thanks for the broadcast. I say I got so much, I'm going to leave it there. But I said, Lord, I thank you because you saved my soul. But he already knew, I didn't know that, but he knew it, because if I had stayed back there, I probably would have been a statistic right with my, you know, the first husband that I had. So I say, Lord, I am the redeemed, and I tell it everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back, because he's been so good to me. Been my rock and my, ooh, glory. I'm still because I just get so excited and emotional how he done that to me. I mean, how he brought me and my daughter and kept us and covered the roof. I ain't had a job. He found a job the next week, and then I didn't have a car. And the lady came and picked me up, and I had to babysit for her. That was the exchange, and then other than gas, because I like to pay my way. So I'm saying I would babysit for her, and then, you know, she would take me back. But the Lord has brought me from a mighty long way. I done lost a house here, a husband here in California, all my furniture, everything. But I say, Lord, it's only material things. I just want to be where you at and a witness and work for your people, because I know that's why I don't fool up with money that much, because I got the greatest gift in the world. That's Jesus Christ. And he owned a cattle on the thousand hills. So pray my strength
Amen.
In the Lord.
Thank
Woo,
you, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Jesus.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Hallelujah.
Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Sister Ruby. God bless you.
Oh, we got who? Oh, Mother Charity. Let me go to her. She just got on.
Amen. Amen.
Mother
That's
Charity.
The redeemed of the Lord, say so.
Mother Charity.
She's fine.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen.
You,
I'm
Mother.
So sorry I didn't get a chance to hear it from the very beginning. Praise the Lord, but
That's
I certainly
all right,
was
Mother.
Time.
We're just on here sharing our testimonies today. No speaker today. We're just sharing how we've been redeemed.
Oh, yes. Right. Praise the Lord. And I was just appreciating and thanking the Lord. Amen. For Sister Ruby's testimony. Praise the Lord today. Uh-huh. And I just know that God is faithful. Praise the Lord. And God will bring you out if you've got that hungering. And if you've got that thirsting, amen, the Lord will certainly bring you to the truth, amen. And I just thank God, because I know where she is. I kind of was smiling down in me, you know, when she said that she got baptized in that water, and they took her deep down in there. Honey, they make sure that you get all soaking wet. Oh, Lord, all over your body. I'm telling you, they didn't just put you in there and just dip you right in there. They made sure everything went down in that water. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you the truth, but God is good. Amen. And I thank God, amen, when he saved my soul almost 50 years ago. Hallelujah.
Right,
and I tell you, it's nothing like it, nothing like it. And I tell you the truth, when I got down, I got saved right here in my house. This house right here where I'm living in right now. I've been living here almost 50 years. And that's where I got the Holy Ghost in here in my house, because my pastor, he had took us up there in Pontiac where the sister, she kind of had a gift of tearing with the saints of God and bringing them through. And so he had took me up there to have her to tarry with me and all like that. But see, I didn't come through with the Holy Ghost. But, you know, the Holy Ghost just looked like the Spirit was all over me, just looked like I couldn't be satisfied. And so she told me, she said, well, you just fast. She said, you go on your fast to 4 o'clock. She said, the Lord is going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. And I did just that. And I mean, just looked like I was just so elated and stuff, and I was downstairs cooking. So I hadn't even finished my dinner yet. I had my cornbread still in the oven. I told the kids, I said, Mama's going upstairs, because my bedrooms is upstairs. And I said, Mama's going upstairs to get the Holy Ghost, I told the kids. And I said, if anybody call anything, just tell them that I'll get back with them. And praise God, because I didn't want them disturbing me. And I couldn't even wait till my cornbread get done. I told them to watch it, told them when to take it out of the oven. And I come on upstairs, and I'm telling you, I got down on my knees.
Oh, my.
And, you know, I remembered what Sister Beulah Cora, her name was, that was tearing up there, and the saints coming through. She would help you to come through, like they said, you know, with the Holy Ghost. And so I remember what she had said. and all. And so when I got down on my knees, the devil, you know, the devil going to try to prevent you from coming to God all the way. He ain't going to give up. To the end, you got to be just as determined as he is for you not to get it. You got to be just as determined to get it. And so the devil tried to make me afraid when he said about the Holy Ghost. That ghost, it kind of like frighten you, you know. But then after that, I had been in some Bible classes, and I'd heard him say, "Lord, if you ask the Lord for a loaf for bread and something about the fish and all like that, would he give you a stone and so forth like that?" In other words, God ain't going to give you nothing that's going to hurt you when you ask the Lord, you know, for something that's going to help you. So I rebuked that. In other words, that gave me strength to just go on through that. And so then after that, in my mind, I said, "Well, Lord," I says, "if I die," that's what I said. I said, "Lord, if I die, I'm going to die getting the Holy Ghost." Praise the Lord. And when I did that, honey, I got down there and I kept on praising the Lord, just praising the Lord. And next thing I know, honey, when I come back to myself, I was speaking in other tongues. Wow. And then that joy, oh, the Lord gave me joy. And I tell you, right in the very pit of my stomach, I said, "Lord, in Jesus' name, this is what I've been wanting. This is what's been lacking in my life." Just looked like I could just feel the Lord's spirit and my spirit just hook up in my belly. Ooh, what a wonderful feeling. Oh, God, I'm telling you the truth. The Lord is a wonder in my soul. I'll never forget that feeling. I'm telling you the truth. And ever since that wonderful day, hallelujah, my soul have been satisfied. Oh, glory to our great God today. Thank you, Jesus. God is a wonder in my soul. There's nothing like him, no kind of way. Nothing to compare with this great God that we serve. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, and I praise him today. Hallelujah. I do praise him. Oh, God, and I'm running for my life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory to our great God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Glory to God. So y'all pray for me because I am much encouraged to walk with the Lord in the beauty of holiness and righteousness. Hallelujah. There's no other way. No other way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to our great God today, Jesus. Y'all be encouraged as well in the name of Jesus. Praise our great God today. And y'all pray for me in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother. Thank all of you all that have gathered today on this line. We're continuing on. Amen. We got a power-packed week, so we will have speakers and for the rest of the week, so stay tuned. Tomorrow, Dr. Winston Singleton will be with us. Thank God he got a day to give us. Amen. So we thank God for that. We want you all to continue to pray for this crusade again. We're asking you to sow. Go to our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. We hit the PayPal button. Amen. We're looking for you to sow seeds into this ministry. If it's been a blessing to you, we want you to sow. Amen. We got this crusade. We're sitting maybe on about 7 weeks now. Amen. When you look, this month is just about out of here. Today is the 22nd. So we're looking for God to really bless. We're looking to really do some things here in the city. So we know that, you can't buy land without money. So it takes funds to do what you need to do. And we all know that God is our provider. We don't even have to go through that drill
but he certainly have told us if he give us the vision, he'll make provision. He said to ask, and we shall receive. He said to seek, and we shall find. He said to knock, and the door shall be open. So we're asking, we're seeking, and we're knocking. Amen. As we're continuing to let those of us that have been redeemed, we're saying so. Amen. We thank God for Minister Democrat being with us. We're going to go to him. Amen. And let him just have a final remark and close us out with the word of prayer. Anything else, Sister Ruby, before we dismiss?
Oh, you know, I'm so excited. I forgot about the chat room. There's nobody in there. No, I'm fine. Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen. Nobody in the chat room. Those of you, we'd like to say, those of you that go back and visit our archives and listen to this broadcast, you can also listen on the website. Amen. So those of you that may not know how to go back and listen, or you can click the link on our page on Facebook or Twitter, and you can also go to YouTube, as Minister Democrat have faithfully uploaded these messages on our YouTube channel. Amen. Continue to pray for the bereaved family of Bishop Mason. Pray for the bereaved family of Sister Madeline Edwards. Amen. And also pray for the return of this young lady, Sister Deborah's daughter. Have not heard from her today, so we're going to continue to keep those families lifted up in prayer. Amen. How is your sister, Mother Charity, Sister Barbara?
But she needs prayer. She's not feeling too well. Praise the Lord. And she does need prayer. Barbara.
Barbara. All right. We're going to ask a Minister Democrat to remember those prayer requests. Remember Sister Barbara. Tell her we miss her. I'll give her a call. I'm going to have to give her a call.
Yes.
And
right.
She had
Thank
some
you, Jesus.
Problems with her long distance and what have you. And she was faithfully coming on the line, so we certainly will lift up Sister Barbara in prayer, and we certainly will contact
Thank
her.
You,
God bless you, Sister T. Amen. So, Minister
Amen.
Democrat, God bless you. And
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let them say so. Amen, amen, amen. I believe that the Lord gave the woman of God that for us because there were tests coming this week and
oh,
whatnot.
Yes.
And when
oh,
the
yes.
tests come, you're supposed to amen and say, well, I'm saved, so I'm going to react differently. Because, amen, it's not what happens to you, amen, but it's how you react, amen, to what happens to you. Amen, 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 amen. So the redeemed, the Lord been saying so all week. Kind of told you, the saints been going through some things, amen. I don't know your house, your experience, your congregation, but I just believe you've been going through something. Wherever you at, amen, but you are still able to say so. I'm still saying so, in spite
you,
of, amen, and God gave you, in spite of what attacked you, a hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. So we thank God, amen, amen, for Prophet Lewis' testimony. Amen.
Yes.
How God is still blessing. Amen. God is still moving in spite of what you see. Amen. We talked about the other week. Amen. There are hallucinations that insane people have. And the devil is insane. Amen. He keeps doing the same thing over and over and expects something different to happen. Amen.
Come
but
on.
God still blesses and the devil still loses. Amen. But he, in his hallucinated stage, he still tries to give you hallucination thoughts that God ain't going to do it. So you start hearing things. God ain't going to do it. God can't fix it. God, you know, and then you start seeing things, people saying God ain't going, God ain't going to. Amen. And when you dismiss them, amen, that's hallucination. Amen, amen. And say the redeemed of the Lord said, so I don't care what the world say. Amen. What the world decided to do, the song said, I made up my mind and I ain't going to turn around. I'm walking with Jesus, and I got to go through. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for the saints that are going through. Amen. Not going around it. Not running from it. But you are going through. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, amen, the people of God are going through. Amen. Right this second, some place, some city, somewhere, somebody on the phone, on the computer, sitting down, God, driving in their car, is going through something right this second. But God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, amen to God, that the redeemed of the earth will say so. That you will activate something inside of their spirit. Amen. To counteract what's going on the outside. Amen. God, continue working in that hospital room, God. Amen.
God.
We know that you are able, God. We come against these hallucinations, God. We come against these insane spirits of the adversary, God. Amen. And we believe you, God. We believe your report. In the name of Jesus. We bind with that pastor that's on this phone, God. Oh, God, we bind with that evangelist, God, that prophet, that intercessor, oh, God, that armor bearer in the name of Jesus, that brother, that sister, God. We all come together right now, God, oh, God, professing with our mouths that we will believe your report. In spite of what we see, God, we believe that you're going to heal and you're going to send healing in that hospital room, oh, God. Oh, God, with Mother Charity, God. We believe, oh, God, together on this line, oh, God, that you're going to go find her sister, God. You're going to find those in her family, God. Oh, God, and you're going to send and release divine health in the name of Jesus, God.
Jesus,
we just in the pray right now, God. Somebody, oh, God, in their car, God. Oh, God, somebody walking right now. Somebody sitting down. Somebody on the phone, God, is going through right now. But in the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah, oh, God, you said, oh, God, let us not be weary in well-doing. For we shall reap a harvest. In the name of Jesus, God. Begin to prepare that harvest, God. How they done planted, they done sowed tears, God. Amen, God. They done went through, God. They done went through for their mother, their father. They done praying for their children, God. They done been praying for themselves, God. They've been going through, God. They ain't been running. Amen. They ain't been backing up, but they've been going through. And God, we spend, oh God, this prayer. Oh God, that you command the blessing. Amen. Because, amen, of God, they went through, God. Amen. Let your redeemed. These are your people on the phone. Amen. Asking, God, that you empower us even now when we hang up the phone to continue to say so. Amen. When we're not around one another, when we're not at church, that you will react something on the inside. We
somebody
speak this prayer even now. Go forward into our future. Amen. On the crusade, God. Hallelujah. Send that rain of word in every pastor mouth, in every speaker mouth, in the name of Jesus. In every work, every gift of helps right now. Oh, God, who you are touching right now to give. And if you are giving right now, hallelujah, understand that you are planting a seed. And as you begin to get in your mind what you are going to give to this crusade, amen, God is going to give it back to you. Press down, hallelujah, in the name of, you might be going through something right now. But the Bible says, the redeemed of the Lord says so. You have to give something away to get something back. You got to give something. I don't care what it is. You have to give. If it's your time, if it's your money, if it's a conversation.
Yeah.
Amen. Whatever God is telling you to give right now, let God put that in your spirit. Amen. Amen. Understand you cannot beat God giving. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak this prayer right now, God, hallelujah, that you cover everyone on this line under the sound of my voice, God, and not by power nor by might. Oh, God, but by your spirit, God. Oh, God, do a boomerang, God. Hallelujah. Let them get overflow right now, God. Let lack, amen, and God, be chased out their house. Let lack be chased out, oh, God, of their ministry. Amen, and God, hallelujah. Let that sickness be chased out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let that doubt, oh, God, be cast down, oh, God, by your anointing. As we hang up, that the anointing be released in here because we all understand as believers. Because of the anointing.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The yoke is destroyed. We speak this over every soul right now, God, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And somebody said, the yoke is destroyed. Come on, come on. The yoke is destroyed. Whatever it was, the yoke is destroyed. Hallelujah. The yoke is destroyed. Amen, amen. I speak that. Amen, God. I decree and I declare before I hang up this phone that the yoke is destroyed.
Because of the anointing.
In Jesus' name. You got to receive it. Amen. It's not for us. Amen. As you hang up this phone, I want you to begin to receive it. Amen, amen. And say the yoke is destroyed. Amen. Even if you got to take 2 or 3 minutes, amen, and give God a raise after when you hang up this phone, amen, I need you to say the yoke is destroyed. Hallelujah. Because, amen, God, you're a believer. Amen. And you are God's.
Hallelujah.
We speak this, amen, of God. We charge everyone that's listening on this phone.
Oh,
amen. You want God to bless you. Watch what happens. When you hang up, Amen. You decree and you declare that the yoke is in your. Watch what God do in your life. He tells you, amen, as a believer, to do this. And watch God. In Jesus' name.
In
Jesus'
name. Mighty
name. And somebody say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, and it is so.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Great God today. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you don't believe I've been redeemed, follow me down. The song say, amen to Jordan Stream. Watch me. Amen. You're going to find out. Amen. See if I can be completely yours. I'm yours, Lord. Everything I am. And every single thing that I'm not. Amen. All this belongs to you, Jesus. Amen. You made it. And if you made it, you can fix it. You can take care of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. And the redeemed of the Lord said so. Holy bless your name, God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Keep on praying. Keep on driving. Keep on rejoicing. Amen. Keep on living right. And see what the end going to be. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless
some city right this second, God. Somebody, God. Somebody just got a hold of this, God. Somebody just believed you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Somebody just found out who they was, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't act like that no more. I'm redeemed. Hallelujah. I can't talk like that no more, God. I'm redeemed, God. I can't believe like that. I can't receive stuff like that no more, God. I've been redeemed. I'm different now. Oh, somebody need to say it out loud. I'm different now. I'm different now.
I'm different.
Oh, bless your name. When the devil brought to bring them thoughts, hallelujah. I'm different now. Hallelujah. I don't believe you no more. I don't believe you no more. I don't believe you, devil. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm different. Oh, hallelujah. I'm different. My hands are different. My mind is different. Oh, bless your name. Even the places I walk is different. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. I'm different, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. I feel different in spite of the situations, God. Hallelujah. I react differently now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm different, God. I'm different. Hallelujah. I'm different in spite of God. Hallelujah. I'm in the fire, God, but I'm not on fire. Hallelujah. I'm like the Hebrew boys, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, bless your name. I'm going through this, God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to pull me out. I'm going through this. Oh, bless your name. But, oh, God, I'm not on fire, and I thank you for that. Hallelujah. I'm different, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, bless his name. Folks see you here wondering why you're not on fire. You in the fire, but you're not on fire. They looking at you right this second. How come she ain't burning? How come he ain't burning? They in fire right now. Oh, bless his name. But there's a difference between them and you. Hallelujah. You've been redeemed. Hallelujah. There's a force field around those who've been redeemed. Amen, amen. Stuff is just falling off and bouncing off of us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we speak that. Hallelujah. Those in the remnants. We talking to the remnants. Amen. That's still hanging on. That's still listening on their radio, on their, amen, phone, on their laptop. Amen. They got on their iPad. Amen. You realize that, amen, I am different. Amen, amen. That didn't take me out. Amen. I got it. It would have took me out last year. but I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. Amen. I'm fireproof now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. I'm not backsliding no more. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm not even going to, amen, get worried about that no more. I'm different. I'm different. I'm different. I'm redeemed now. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. Oh, bless your name, God. Even when my eyes is looking at stuff, God. Hallelujah. I'm still redeemed. Hallelujah. In spite of what I hear right this second, that's not a coincidence. But I'm still redeemed. I'm still redeemed. I'm redeemed, God. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed in spite of. I'm redeemed. In spite of sirens, God. In spite of what I see. In spite of what I'm hearing around in my house, oh, God, in my congregation. Even around me right now, oh, God, I've been redeemed. And I thank you for that, God. I thank you. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They were healed as they went, the woman of God said. As they went, as you hang up. Watch this. Watch God. Amen, oh God. Amen, oh God. You might be going through, but as you go through, God is going to bless your atmosphere and things around you.
Yes,
amen.
God.
As you go through, God, not only you going to get blessed, but amen, those assigned to you. Amen. If you go through this, amen, as a good soldier, the Bible says, amen, oh God, be not weary in well-doing.
Well-doing.
For you shall reap a harvest of blessing. If you faint not, don't faint. Amen. Go drink some water, huh? Hallelujah. It's summertime. Thank you. Amen, amen. Get in that word. Hallelujah. Don't faint. Amen, amen. Because if you faint not, you're about to get something if you don't faint. Amen. It's hot out there. You don't get dehydrated spiritually. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God, when you feel like you're getting dizzy, amen, get something to drink. Go back to the well, huh? Hallelujah. Yes. When you feel like your body getting dried up, amen, I can't take this no more. Amen. Go back to the well. Amen. Because if you don't faint, you're going to get blessed. Remember that. The devil trying to get you to faint. He's trying to get you to fall out right before people get out of school, right before graduation. They drop out in the 11th grade. And there's only 12 of them. Amen. They drop out right there. Amen. They could have got a diploma. Amen. But if you faint not, amen, amen, amen. You this close. Look how long you've been saved. You this close.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus can come at any second. Hallelujah. Any hour. Any minute. In the moment of a twinkling. When we hang up this phone, two can be in a field. One going to be taken.
Yes,
one can be taken. One can be left. Two can be grinding at the meal. Hallelujah. At work, one can be taken. One can be left. Don't faint. Amen. We don't talk about the rapture that much, but don't faint. Amen. It can happen tonight. Hallelujah. It can happen. It can happen. It can happen. Hallelujah. Amen. You got, when you hang up this phone, amen to God, while you cooking tonight, it can happen. Hallelujah. Amen to God. The trumpet could sound and the sky could crack. Hallelujah. Amen. And we need to be ready. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Not getting ready. Amen. Don't faint, saints. Hallelujah. Amen of God. These messages are here for a reason. Amen. God has given the woman of God to tell us this for a reason. Something that is happening. Amen. 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 Something is going on in 2014. Amen. Amen. It could happen tonight. That's how we should be living. It could happen tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah. 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 Be ready. Hallelujah. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Ah. Hallelujah. Be ready when you come. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. If you would have come tonight, amen, amen, amen. I want to be redeemed, God. Hallelujah. Before I hang up this phone, God. Amen. If I need to be redeemed, amen, because something could happen. Amen. When this phone hang up, something, amen, could happen, God. Hallelujah. But in the name of Jesus, God, amen, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. Amen to God. Those of you that's listening, the remnants, amen, amen. Before you log off, amen to God, make sure it's well with your soul. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Am I redeemed? Am I redeemed? Hallelujah. Amen. If not, amen. Make it so right this second, Lord. Amen. 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 I accept you, God. Hallelujah. I accept you in my life, God. Hallelujah. In spite of what I did an hour ago, a second ago, a minute ago, in spite of that, in the name of Jesus, right this second, God. Oh, God, I'm redeemed, oh, God. I was bought with a price. I'm giving my body back to you. Amen. You purchased it. this in the name of Jesus. God, I'm giving my mind back to you. My mind was other places before I called in, but Lord, I'm giving my mind back to you. Hallelujah. Lord, this body was other places before I called in, but Lord, I give this body back. I redeem it, God. I give it back in the name of Jesus. God, let it not be shitty, God, that you cut the sky tonight. And I don't make it, God. Amen. God, hallelujah. After all the hell that I've been through here, I don't want to go to hell for everlasting fire. Hallelujah. Amen. God, hell is real. People don't talk about it. They avoid it. But hell is real. After this place, the Bible says the point of the man wants to die. But after death is the judgment. Hallelujah. There shall be gnashing of teeth. Amen. There shall be burning of everlasting fire. Amen, amen. Where do you want to spend eternity in the name of Jesus? I want to be redeemed, God. Hallelujah. I want to, amen, God, be up in heaven. Amen. I want to be beside my Father. Hallelujah. Amen, God. I don't want to be in hell. Hallelujah. Amen. Be redeemed. Hallelujah. Before you hang up. Amen. That's why the line ain't cut us off there. You got a few more minutes. God said you're going to be held without excuse. Amen. Back in the day, I winked the eye at ignorance, but now I call men, all men everywhere, to repent.
Come on.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, amen. Somebody getting redeemed right now. Amen. Somebody walking back and forth getting redeemed right now. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody on their knees, somebody in their car. Amen, getting redeemed right this second, God. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss the rapture, Lord. I don't want to go to hell, God. Hallelujah, I want to be redeemed in the name of Jesus. Take back this mind is yours, oh God. Take back this body, God. I give this body back to you right in this car. Amen, right on this phone. I give it back to you. My mind, God, I give it back to you, God. My time, I give it back to you, God. My tithing, I give it back to you in the name of Jesus. Everything, God, that I took from you, amen, the stuff that I stole from you, God, hallelujah, I give it back. My problems don't even belong to me, God. I'm a thief, amen. I stole my problems from you, God, but I give my problems back to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Right now, I stole that worrying, God, hallelujah, but I give it back in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, I no longer want to be a thief, oh God. You said, oh God, all of you that are heavy laden, oh God, you said give it to you and you will give us rest, God. I give it to you. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. Amen. This is redemption messages. Hallelujah. God wants to redeem somebody. Amen. You might be listening tonight. You might be listening next week, tomorrow, whenever you listen. Amen, amen, amen. He said, well, with your soul. Hallelujah. The rapture can happen. Hallelujah. What's going to happen when you hang up? What's going to happen when you wake up? Amen, 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 amen. Somebody besides you saved. You've been saying you saved, but you ain't been redeemed. Lord, be redeemed. Be redeemed. Before you hang up, get redeemed. Hallelujah. God's got a few more minutes, a few more seconds. God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I want to be redeemed, oh, God. Amen, God. I want my hands to be redeemed. I want my body redeemed, God. I want my mind. I want my children redeemed, God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to be saved, oh God. I receive you into my spirit, God. I receive you in my life. I move, Lord. I got some moving to do. Amen. Some stuff might go in the garbage after this call, God. Amen. Some probably got to move out maybe after this call, God. In the name of Jesus. But Lord, I want to be redeemed, God. Amen. It ain't about people no more. It's about me. Hallelujah. I got to get to heaven for myself. I got to escape hell for myself, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hell was a real place. Amen. Before you hang up tonight, I want you to think about that. Amen. After this life, there is hell or there is heaven. Amen. We don't want to be in hell. We don't talk about it, but it's real. It's real. It's real. It's real. It's real. Amen. Amen. Don't you want to be saved? Would it be sad you live like this and go to hell? Amen. That you pray every now and then, but you go to hell. Amen. God. Amen. God. Hallelujah. Amen. God. Don't go to hell or no crap. Amen. If you're going, amen, hallelujah, amen, you know, hallelujah. But if you want to change, God has given this message today. He's given the woman of God this message for this week. Amen. The redeemed of the Lord need to say so. Amen. If you've been redeemed, show me. Show me with your words, your mouth. Amen. I don't really want to listen to what you got to say, but I'm watching what you do. Amen. When you hang up this phone, God can still see you. Oh, bless his name. When you get up off your knees, God is still listening. Amen. It ain't like this. When you hang up, we can't hear you no more. When you talk to God, when you get up, he's still listening. Amen. Somebody might want to say God is still listening. Hallelujah. He's still listening. Amen. Even when you hang up from prayer and you get up, you say, okay, that call is over. Now I can do, God is still listening. The line is still open, huh? Hallelujah. You need to realize that when you hang up tonight, when the call gets, the line is still open when you're speaking to people, when you're living, huh? The line, he can still hear everything. Lord bless you. Can't put him on mute. He hears everything. He sees everything. He's so high, you can't go over him. So low, you can't go under him. So wide, you can't go around him. He's everywhere, even in here. He's in your mouth like conversations right this second. Hallelujah. Be ready when he comes, because he's coming again so soon. What the song said, be ready when it comes, be ready when it comes, be ready when it comes again. He's coming again so soon. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. He's coming again so soon. Somebody said, be ready. Hallelujah. When it comes, somebody getting ready right now. Be ready. Somebody throwing some stuff out right this second. When it comes, hallelujah. Somebody moving. Get ready. Hallelujah. When it comes again, he's coming again so soon. See somebody purging right now. Be ready. Ha. When it comes, oh, bless your name, God. Be ready. Hallelujah. When it comes, be ready. Thank you, Jesus. When it comes again, he coming again so soon. It might be tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Hey, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Love you tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, bless your name, God.
You can praise him. You can still praise him.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Oh, God bless you.
Jesus.
Be on the mark. Tune in early. Dr. Singleton will be on. Glory to God. Still on the
hallelujah.
That's a redeemed of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Say so, say so. God bless you all.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
God bless you.
Have your way, God.
Okay, we're going to close
thank
out.
You. Thank you, thank you.
A-flat. back against the wall and you didn't know which way to turn. And you thought you were all by yourself.
He was there.
On Monday he was there. Oh, 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 oh. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Oh, 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 oh. Night he was there.
No music.
Oh, 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 oh. And early Sunday morning he was still.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh.
God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you on tomorrow.
God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
I bless you, Mother.
Thank you. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
God bless Sister T. We're closing out.